You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, don't you? Yes, I really, really would. But the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give the information, asking for no blood, blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Hi, I'm officially the talk show host. Now I got a frog in my throat, but I'm officially the talk show host that is not freeing America one slave mind at a time. I'm trying to free my own mind from the last 2 hours. Excuse me. It was an incredible interview. There were so many avenues to go down. I mean, he doesn't need to write a book. He needs to write a library. And that's, wow. And you notice how it all came back to the Clintons? And people ask me sometimes, Dave, why are you so obsessed with Hillary Clinton and her evil nature? Well, I think if you just listen to the last half hour, you heard everything you needed to know to answer that question. All call out. Now, the name I'm using here is a pseudonym that this person went by, but I have lost contact with the person we used to call Diana Hunter. And it's interesting because we go back to elementary school together. I'll just say that much, and I'll leave it at that. So this was not a lighthearted, here I'm a source, and here I am, use me, to give me all that Clinton information that I was asking Cody about. But if you hear this, Diana, you can contact me at DaveHodges@thecommonsenseshow.com. We need to hook up again because there's a whole lot of stuff that we can pursue with this. And she was the one who brought me the Peter Kawaja stuff. And although Cody did not know about that, I'm telling you, when Cody was telling the story, it was Peter Kawaja Revelation 1, Peter Kawaja Revelation 2. And if any of you out there have more information on this as well, too, well, you just heard the email address, DaveHodges@thecommonsenseshow. Fill up the box, because I'm telling you, Hillary Clinton ain't going to go away unless we make her go away, and I think this is one of the ways that we can do it. Okay, thanks to Cody. Thanks so much to Cody. And I'm really pleased that we made it through. We had cutouts. We've had a report now where people couldn't access the Listen Live button. We'll get to that in a minute. So, anyway, this has come up to speed here. And first of all, we're coming up on the holiday season, and if we get squeezed at the end of the hour, I want to make sure that I don't neglect to tell everyone this and how much I appreciate all of you, and I mean all of you out there, and your kind and generous support. A lot of people are sending us gifts to try to tide us through, because God knows what's going to happen with the net neutrality thing and all that. Anyway, if you want to give, you simply send your generous donation to Post Office Box 32, Whitman, Arizona. That's WITTMANN. Post Office Box 32, Whitman, Arizona, 85361. And your gifts are greatly appreciated. We're actually thinking about trying to build a crude, and I mean really crude, studio for our YouTube channel, which goes by the same name. And we do 10 to 12 podcasts per day on various news items, often breaking items. And I love doing it because that's the advantage of having a daily show, which I've never had. But now we have the ability to do that with the podcasting. So check us out on YouTube, and we're heavily censored. I mean heavily. But we still managed to get the word out for the time being. Okay, that's kind of the news and notes. But like I said, anyone who could kind of steer Diana Hunter back in this direction, or Diana, if you're listening, I'd like to touch bases with you, because there's a whole lot of avenues we could reopen based on what Cody said tonight. Our next guest is an old familiar friend. And he's also one of the sponsors of the show, Ready Made Resources. Let me tell you a great story about Bob Griswold, our next guest. You know, one of the things that when you go to ReadyMadeResources.com, and they have the number there. And you see the stuff, you go, wow, I need this, and I need that, and I need this, and it's very reasonably priced. But I have a question. So they call the number. And I tell people, when I've advertised for Bob, I've said, he'll talk to you. He'll give you advice. It's free, and most of the people in this business will charge you for that kind of advice, and he does not. And I had a lady recently write to me, and it was very, very cute the way she wrote. She goes, Dave, I left my name and number. I never expected to hear anything back, and it was Bob Griswold himself that called me back. And he took all the time with me and answered all my questions, and that's what you get at ReadyMadeResources.com. Anyway, from ReadyMadeResources.com, to talk about this crazy world that we live in, and more importantly, what we can do about it, is my friend Bob Griswold. Bob, welcome to the show.
Dave, I mean, you know, it never is, it never gets, there's never a dull time. I just remember, you know, being in this business for 20-some years now, that the news cycle used to run where you might have a news story a week, every 2 weeks, maybe a month. It would go to where there was something very pertinent to what we do as far as trying to awake Americans to the global tyranny around them and the need to get ready. We can't even keep up with the stories that come out daily now, almost. And again, I've challenged people in the past to think of it. What standard do we judge by? Do we judge by the standard that the news media puts out, or that we hear from that the economy is in great shape, or all these things that we do? Do we judge by what God says? And I think if we look at the state of our union today, we are in a very precarious position. The union was one president from absolutely falling. If that crone, Hillary Clinton, had become president of the United States, we would have probably already experienced World War III. We don't know what she would have done domestically as far as deploying troops against American citizens, but it would have been absolute bedlam in this country if she had been elected. And we stand that close to that kind of person becoming president, because I agree with what you said. I think there's a very strong possibility she will run in 2020 or 2024 and try to become president of the United States. You know, it used to be that we literally had opposing parties in this country, but today, this last election in with Judge Roy Moore, you look at it, we had the Republican Party actively campaigning against him, willing to give away that seat to a Democrat to make sure that a person who wanted to drain the swamp would not be elected in the Senate. I mean, I've never seen anything like this, that we have the political leadership of the United States actively and plotting against the American people and what the American people want. And I would say this, Dave, it is not going to end well. I think we have Trump. I think he is trying to do his best to keep the deep state at bay, but it is so deep, so overwhelming. It really would take the Almighty to come in and to destroy it, because I tell you, every day I look at it and there's just more and more piling on, and it becomes more and more clear that the entire United States government and its bureaucracy is entrenched into the deep state, and that they have been tainted by the Clintons. I mean, Republicans are tainted by the Clintons. Everybody, the Supreme Court, the Department of Justice, everything the Clintons have ever touched has become tainted, corrupt, and in the long term, they have been corrupted so that they will protect the Clinton machine in doing what it has done, and that is the destruction of this country. And they're selling us out for the money they've gotten, the money for the uranium, and we don't even know the level of corruption. I had a former FBI friend of mine tell me, and this, he's been retired from the Bureau a long time, he goes, the entire Bureau could investigate the Clintons and never get to the bottom of their corruption. That's what he told me. I mean, it is that deep. And again, it's what the American people are going to have to do. And one of the things I wanted to say tonight, Dave, is that there are some good people in the government. There are good people at the FBI. There are good people in the Department of Justice. There are good people throughout the this level of federal government. And we need these people. We need them to absolutely gain their manlihood back and come out and say and expose the corruption that they have seen. It might cost them their job. It might cost them their retirement. But if they don't do this, it's going to cost us our country. And we are going to lose this battle. You know, I remember when Trump was elected, it was almost like the landing on Normandy. And anybody who's ever seen, one of these movies, Saving Private Ryan or something to that effect, where that displayed what landing on Normandy was like, it was a hellacious battle. But it was only the beginning. You know, we are in a battle right now for absolutely the heart of our republic, and the deep state is pulling out every stop they have to bring about its destruction. I still worry what's going to happen before the end of this year, Dave. I really do. There's only a few days left. But I really worry about what is going to happen before the end of this year. I think they could try something very, very devastating to our country.
This is worth repeating. Paul Martin, good friend of the show, good friend of mine, has a very, very well-placed source. And I know the degree and the organization, but I can't say it. But what I'm telling you is we've received other intel from this person. It's been 100% on the money. And he told Paul last night, Paul couldn't get a hold of me because we were out with friends. And he told Paul, when you leave the house, take 4 magazines with you, take plenty of supplies, put them in your trunk. You may not be able to get back home.
Well, you just look what's happened in Atlanta right now. The Atlanta airport has shut down due to a fire. I mean, it's closed. Hundreds, I think, say about 1,000 flights have been canceled. You have mass pandemonium down there right now. You have people, I mean, the rental cars will be gone very quickly, and you'll have people just stuck there. No plan. And you know, when I used to travel a lot overseas, I always carried in me an emergency provision bag where I would have food and other things with me that if something happened and I had to take care of myself for a few days, I had those provisions available if I was stuck in a country somewhere. And that did happen. So, you know, it is what you said. I agree with that. As much as you can, carry those supplies with you. And as much as you can, I would strongly urge people not to leave the house unarmed. I mentioned this last time. If people go to our website, they can get that insurance. I carry it myself. That if you are engaged in a some type of shooting, you receive you have liability insurance, you have lawyer retaining fees, all of that. There's a little banner across the top of my website, USCCA. I strongly recommend people carry that because of the fact that if you are ever involved in a shooting, it is going to be a traumatic event. There's 4 things or 3 things you need to survive if you are involved in a shooting, and I've repeated these before when I got off on this tangent, so I'll say them. there is a legal battle you're going to have to fight, whether they charge you for, you know, if you've shot somebody legally. There's a civil battle you're going to have to fight. You're going to be drawn into court, maybe civilly, and then there's an emotional battle you're going to have to fight that you're going to have to deal with the fact that you've shot another human being. But back to what I was saying, Dave, you know, I didn't get the benefit of listening to the last guest, but I think from what you've told me that he's basically exposing the fact that the Clinton machine has corrupted the entire United States.
That's part of the message. But, Bob, let me throw this out at you, too. I want you to tell the listening audience why you were unable to listen to Cody Snodgrass.
Well, I kept going to the Listen to Dave Live, and I guess right now I'm going to gsradio.net, and it's, I can't access it. It says this site cannot be reached, the webpage, you know, gs.net. It might be temporarily down or might have permanently moved to a new address.
Well, it hasn't, because I just accessed it when we were during the break. And it's fine on my end.
To see if how many people can buzz you and let you know if they're being able to listen or not, because right now I cannot listen, and I really wanted to listen to that guest, what he had to say, but it's everything, it's what we know, everything from Oklahoma City, you know, what Clinton actually acknowledged, Bill Clinton actually acknowledged that was the, Oklahoma City was the driving force that got him reelected as president. I mean, he actually said that. You know, everything that they've done, every bit of financial corruption that they've been involved with, everywhere they have gone, they have tainted everybody they have touched. They have, I believe, some type of demonic presence with them that just, unless somebody is very, very strong spiritually, they are going to corrupt them. The money, the sex, power, whatever they're offering, they have been able to compromise the entire United States government. And hence, that former Bureau friend of mine, that's what he told me, that the Bureau could spend the rest of his existence investigating the Clintons and the corruption. They wouldn't get to the bottom of it. They have opened the floodgates morally in this country to everything deviant you can imagine. They have flooded this country with just unimaginable filth. I told you, Dave, again, I had another friend in law enforcement just two or three days ago tell me that on a federal level, they could investigate prepubescent child trafficking. I mean, basically babies, and they would never even make a dent in it. That's how pervasive it is in this country. And the floodgates were opened by these people. They have opened the demonic realm of just wickedness into this country. But think of that for a second, Dave. That really stunned me when he told me that they could investigate prepubescent child pornography and rape, and they would never, and it's been the efforts of the whole law enforcement agency, and never even make a dent in it. That's
staggering. The beginning of your last statement, first sentence, about half of it cut out, and we've been experiencing that all night. And there's nothing wrong here with the signal. I ran a speed check test. We're fine on this end. The network's running fine. They're messing with us.
I don't know if what part it was missed, but I was just saying I have a friend in federal law enforcement that they told me that if they spent their entire career investigating prepubescent child pornography and rape, basically trafficking in prepubescent children, that they would not even make a dent in it. That's how pervasive it is in this country. That's staggering, Dave, when you think of that immorality. That's what I tell people. You know, my mission at Ready Made Resources, obviously this is the business, just as you're in this business that you're in, the Common Sense Show, it makes you your living. But that's not the reason you do it. You do it because there's a passion burning in your heart that you do literally want to save this country. You know, same thing for me. I just know what is coming, Dave. I know what is coming down the line for this country. Even if we turn around, there is going to be some devastation. There is not going to turn around easily. There is going to be conflict, and we see it building. And America, as you said, better get ready. Don't leave the house without that bug hope bag. You know, do what you need to do. They're not going to give up on getting the guns, and eventually they will have to get the guns to do what they're going to do. They're going to have to do that.
They've already done it. Listen to this, Bob. I mean, it's obvious. I've been writing for years about UN forces in our country. I've had pictures, I've had videos, I've had eyewitness accounts. And lo and behold, the Chicago Tribune and Channel 7 in Chicago have all run stories where the county commissioners have visited the UN and say, please come in and save us. We don't want the National Guard. We want the UN patrolling our streets. Bob, that's the beginning.
Well, it is. You know, I've said, Dave, you know, it is 1860 in this country. We are on the brink of something very, very unholy being unleashed on the American people. The average person in this country is content with watching football, doing whatever they do. People are slowly waking up, but the deep state understands that because people are waking up, because of shows like yours and others, they are going to have to make their move before it gets before the snowball really starts going downhill. That's why I'm saying, and I agree, before the end of the year, that's what, 12, 13 more days, I think we could see something happen that could be quite devastating. I'm out on a limb on that. I do not think that they are going to let this thing go much longer before they do a major action to draw the American people's attention away from mm-hmm. what they are doing. A war, a terrorism, something to that effect, where then America's attention would then be diverted to what the news media wants to make you think. And so with that, you know, I would just encourage Americans to get ready for what is coming. And first and foremost, as a Christian person, I would tell you, if your heart is not right with God, get it right with God. You know, if you have an account with Him that's not settled, get it settled. Because that will be your source of strength in these days coming. And then the second thing is, again, you know, wherever you get it from, get the provisions you will need to survive. You know, all you need to do, Dave, is to get a list and write down, say, 10 or 15 of the things that you absolutely have to have. Write it down, your food, your water. Write down the necessities that you use on a regular basis and address those things. Say, if the supply chain broke down, if the truckers stopped moving, how would I get those 15 things I just put on that list? What would I do to get them? If you have medication, food, whatever it is, how would I get those 15 items? And I would challenge people to do that. Write them down on a piece of paper and just look at them, stare at them and say, okay, Walmart's cleaned out. There's no food. The medications, and we see the medications selectively right now being put in there. I think it's a deliberate thing, but there are deliberate shortages of medications to where you do not have access to them. So, you know, if you had those 15 things and you took 5 of them away, could you still live your life? And if your life would be greatly disrupted by losing 5 of those 15 things that you use on almost a daily basis, what would you do? And wouldn't prudence dictate that you have those 15 things available? And then on top of that, you know, we've had John Lovell from Warrior Poet out here to our place, and he's given several courses. And the thing he says the most, it's not what you own, it's what you can keep. You know, as American citizens, can you, you have the right to a firearm? Do you train and do you have the ability to keep and protect what you have? Because he made a very, very good point. You can't, it isn't yours unless you can keep it. So, Dave, with that, I don't know what your comments would be, but I do, again, think that we are going to see something very much in the near future to where the deep state is going to interrupt and try to stop this momentum that's moving against them.
Well, they have to. And Bob, let me just kind of interject another angle into this. I took a lot of heat for this. I released information back on the 27th of November, and I said the Bundys were going to be released, and they weren't for 3 days, and man, did I take heat. But I had it from a very good source, by the way, from the FBI. They're not all bad people there. And I was told that the judge had been turned. She was covering for Obama and Harry Reid and Harry Reid's son, corrupt dealings with the Chinese. Get this. They were going to put solar energy farms run by the Chinese military on the Bundy Ranch, on Clive and Bundy's ranch back in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And this is irrefutable. I wrote this 3 years ago, and I got told 3 weeks ago I was right. And then we go forward to this judge named Rudolph Contreras, who's supposed to handle the Michael Flynn case. He used to be in FISA. He's now been dumped. He had to recuse himself from the Flynn case. He's out of the FISA court now, and he was involved in illegally surveilling candidate. So that judge has had his butt kicked. And then we have the case of the changing ankle bracelet. And here's what I'm talking about. I've published photos of Hillary Clinton for a broken toe. She's wearing a walking boot.
Yeah.
Not very common. And then John McCain, partially torn Achilles, he's wearing a walking boot. But lo and behold, he changed feet with it a couple of days later. I've got the photos. Published them.
I've seen them, Dave. I have.
They're under indictment. This is what all this secret stuff is about. This is what this fire is in Atlanta about. It's all the deep state distraction. The draining of the swamp has begun. Mueller has been compromised. Mueller, the jig is up with him. I wrote this 2 years ago, and I said he delivered highly enriched uranium for Uranium One and the Clinton Foundation, and it's the Rostov memo that really tipped me off to that, and I published that over 2 years ago. Fox News just caught up to it about a month ago, and I'm not bragging. I'm just saying this stuff is easy to find. Most people don't realize, Bob, that your intel, most of it's open source, and if you know where to look and the questions ask, you can find it. It's really not always even about knowing the right person. I find far more on my own efforts than I do from inside sources.
80% of intel that our government collects is open source intelligence.
But to put a lid on this, here's where I'm going with this. The deep state is getting their backsides handed to them. I mean, Trump has a skewer and he's sticking it where the sun doesn't shine, and these people are in an abject panic. And this is, you're right, this is why they have to be desperate. I had on a friend of mine, Darren Dammy, who just left KTR Radio, the most popular talk show host in Arizona. And I asked him a question on this show. How far will the deep state go to stop Donald Trump and the populist movement that's going on, that's going after the deep state? Before I give you his answer, let me ask you that question, Bob. How far will they go?
There is no depth to which they will not go. It's like Hillary said, you know, you better stop this blank, because if we don't, we're all going to hang. And literally, that's what's going to happen. They are going to be imprisoned, and, you know, some of their offenses are worthy of the death penalty. I mean, obviously, Hillary has had how many people murdered? She would deserve the death penalty if she were convicted of those crimes. So they will go to no. There's no depth they will not go to. Will they start a nuclear war? Absolutely. Would they absolutely sabotage our power grid? Absolutely. Would they release a bio weapon on the United States? Absolutely. There is nothing, Dave, they will not do. And again, that's why I tell people, when it happens, and we mentioned this like the last time those two storms happened, the emergency supplies were cleaned out almost overnight. Mm-hmm. People couldn't buy a thing. Numana got very far behind. Some of the companies still have not caught up from it. If you are going to wait until, you know, that disaster happens that you think you're going down to prepare, it's not going to happen, and you're going to find yourself in a government FEMA line waiting to get whatever they hand out at whatever cost they require. And so it's just not worth waiting. You know, I cannot stress it enough. Dave, one of the things that was that'll stick with me for the rest of my life is seeing the desperation of people, mothers, that were willing to sell anything to get money to feed their family. It's something that sticks with you, that you do not forget. If you have a conscience at all, you'll see that and you go, oh my gosh. We are only separated from that by need, because that would come to America very quickly, that people would sell anything they have to provide the needs of their family or themselves. And that, so with, and Dave, I think the deep state is going to pull all the stops out, and I don't think we're guaranteed to win. I think there's a good chance that they will win. I hate to say that. There's a chance we will win, but it is going to be messy. And that messiness is going to be translated into the interruption of goods and services to people. And that does not only mean food. It means the things of necessity, like the water filtration, you know, water systems of America, electricity. All those things could be interrupted for periods of time. It would be curious to see how long the Atlanta airport is out of power. I mean, it comes out of nowhere, Dave. We know
it didn't.
There's something.
No, it didn't. It came out of George Soros.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. It seemingly comes out of nowhere, but all of a sudden you have tens of thousands of people whose lives are disrupted. And do you think there's enough food at the Atlanta airport to take care of all those people for 3 or 4 days? I mean, that's what you face. Imagine that scenario going if that electricity has shut down the city of Atlanta or even more. That's what is coming, and the deep state will do it. Absolutely will do it. And again, that's one of the things I tell people. Your cell phones, you won't be able to, you know, use them. The towers will go down. Right now, I imagine that everybody's using their cell phone down there, and it's probably the lines are jammed. I'm just guessing, but I'm imagining they are. And again, that's why I promote the ham radio so much, so strongly, that you need to get that. I read a story, Dave. I don't know if it's true or not. Was it on your thing that the deep state have been using ham radio to circumvent the traditional means of recording conversations?
No, it wasn't on my site, Bob, but I am aware of the story, and that is true because it's off the book stuff. Can't be. It's like the emails now have a signature on them. We know they came from Hillary. This is their way of avoiding the same mistake.
Yeah, I mean, you can literally send an email over ham radio, and there's no record of it. Once it's sent, it's gone. There's no IP address, no recording it, nothing. You can't go back and get it again. It's gone. So, if the deep state has figured out ham radio, I would venture to say most people should figure it out and get their ham radio license so that when the need comes, they will be able to communicate with their friends and family. And Dave, you know, last time I was on the program, actually, I think it was two times ago, we made an offer, and I'll make the same offer right now. Tonight's the 17th. For anybody who gets their ham radio license after the 17th, that means I'll go on and check. So you have to get your license on the 18th or beyond. I will give them the same thing we did last time, and that's a free amateur radio. It's $70 value. We will send it to them. So anybody who would take me up on that offer and get their ham radio license, we will give them a ham radio for them to use. It'll be yours. It's a Bofang F8 ham radio. So quite popular last time we did. We had a lot of calls, and some lady got it, and so we'll be glad to give out another one for anybody who calls. But again, look at that, Dave. The deep state knows that they can use ham radio for clandestine purposes, for purposes of being covert and being outside the normal loop of communication. They figured it out.
Yeah. You're in the fast lane. Let me go back a couple city blocks here. And I asked you about what they would stop at, and you said nothing. And one of the things you jumped to was chemical or biological attack. By the way, Darren Dammy, the question I asked you, he said anything. They'll detonate a nuke in a city to kill Trump. And all that. I mean, there's no limit to what they'll do. But let me share this with you. You triggered something in my mind. I know that you know this story. It was exactly, 5 years ago. God, time flies when you're having a Holocaust. But 5 years ago, back in October, 5 years ago, a member of FEMA, very, very dear friend of mine, and I've been through the story about how I knew him and all this. I'm not going to repeat that. But he came to me and said, we're bugging out, he and his wife, and we spent the time in my office about 2 a.m. talking about all the possibilities. And here's one thing he said to me. And his expertise was counter-bioterrorism. And he said, we have stuff that the rest of the world has no idea that we have. And he told me, he said that if this rising tide of populism in America can't be squelched, they're going to unleash holy hell with chemicals and biologicals. He flat told me that. Now, here were the two reasons why he bugged out. One, he knows where all the bodies are buried. He knows everything about the weaponry. And just like the brown shirts, they'd kill him. And that's why he and other like-minded people bugged out to a very remote location to a self-sustaining community. And he's not the only one from FEMA that went there, and a few people from DHS joined them. Now, the other reason that he left was he said, we can kind of get out of harm's way where we're going. He said, you may not be able to, although because you don't live in a city, you're better off. But Bob, I've down this road before 5 years ago, and what that man said to me is now coming to fruition. And by the way, when he mentioned the rising tide of populism, hello, the year was 2012. This is before Donald Trump even thought about running for president.
Yeah.
And they were worried about us back then.
Again, I'm going to segue here into a little bit of thing, Dave. The bioterrorism thing is so easy to do. I mean, we saw that during the anthrax thing of just put it in the mail, and basically the mail, it shut down a whole mail processing facility till they could decontaminate it. You know, a lot of people have bought protective masks, and this is one of the things if somebody calls, I'll go over with them extensively. And I recommend everybody have a military-grade protective mask because, you know, if you drive through a city and there's any kind of disruption going on, you are going to face police using dispersal agents. And you will want to be able to protect yourself from those dispersal agents. I have had them used on me, you know, just in classes, and I'm telling you what, they're very, very uncomfortable. You do not want to face having pepper spray or CS gas. It is extremely discomfortable when you get those used. And so what I tell people is, you know, you've got to purchase this. If you live in a big city, the chances of a major contaminant being released, I think, are extremely high. But a lot of people buy these, Dave, and the thing that they don't do, and this is what I tell them, what's the hardest part about using a protective mask? And a lot of people guess different things, and I tell them it's taking it off. And they kind of look kind of puzzled. And I said, because if it's contaminated on the outside, you need to make sure you deal with that before you touch it and cross-contaminate yourself. And that's why if people call, I'll go through with them how to decontaminate a mask, or decontaminate themselves properly, how to decontaminate surfaces. And that's why every family, again, just a thing to prepare with, should have, Clorox is good, but ammonium chlorate is better. You can get it in dozens of places. Ammonium chlorate is a very good decontaminant. It's basically a hospital-grade decontaminant. You can buy it online, a gallon of it, and it goes a long way. But if you are thinking you're in an area where you might have a bioterrorism-type event happen, you will need definitely to learn how to deal with that and to make sure it does not come near your family. And that includes dealing with your mail all the way up to dealing with people coming to visit you. One day we could do a whole thing on just doing how to use that protective equipment. I'd love to do it, but people call me, I will gladly take the time necessary to go with their family how they can protect themselves from that, because I do think that is a very, very strong possibility they will release a bio terror agent, and it could be anything from a viral to bacteriological. Whatever it could be, and you will need to learn to deal with it. The other thing people don't think about a lot is that if you live in a city, the possibility of facing dispersal agents, and that is a real possibility also. So with that, Dave, that's what I think what the deep state will do. They'll do anything. They have to do it, because if they don't, they know they are going to face long prison sentences, if not the death penalty.
No. Man. Well, you're right. Well, Hillary Clinton is in line for the death penalty just based on treason.
Murder.
I mean, we executed the Rosenbergs.
Yeah,
for selling nuclear secrets to the Russians, and she sold nuclear-grade material to them.
Right. I mean, again, most of them are. If they were brought into a court of law and the actual facts were made known, they would be guilty, and they would be one of the possibility of having the death penalty applied to them is a real possibility to them. So they have to do anything. You know, Dave, we talk in academic terms here until it hits the fan, until it really happens, and then your life is impacted. Again, everybody's in Atlanta. Everybody thinks they're going home for the holidays. Everything's normal until all of a sudden it's not normal anymore. And I don't know how long it's going to take to unscramble that egg down in Atlanta. There's tens of thousands of people that can't go anywhere right now. They're stuck in an airport. The rental cars are all gone. What are you going to do? You're going to sit there. What are you going to eat? Whatever's available. That's what I'm saying. It's an academic argument until something like that happens. You don't think it's going to happen to you, but it does. And all of a sudden, you're in that environment, and you have to deal with it. chance favors the prepared mind. If you were, I mean, whenever I travel, I mean, I'll be going out to SHOT Show in January. Whenever I travel, I have a bug out bag with me. I have medical, I have food, I have water filtration, I have all that with me. I carry it everywhere. That gentleman's advice is very sage. Don't leave home without it. And get ready, because I, again, think we're going to see something happen very soon to move against this populist movement that we see, to try to put it back in the bag, and it'll be a diversionary type thing that they will employ. It might be multiple diversions so that it just overwhelms us and we forget about the whole thing of deep state, Hillary Clinton, you know, Mueller, all of it goes away, and they just ride out, at best, they ride out the Trump administration, and then they get their people back in power, because we've seen they threw Judge Roy Moore under the bus just so a conservative Christian could not get into Washington. They do not want any more of them in there. So the Republicans were willing to take a Democratic senator just to keep their deep swamp from being drained. If they're willing to do that, they're willing to do anything. And so, Dave, we've tried to raise the alarm many times on this program. I have. I think we're at the door of it. I don't think it can go much further down the road.
I think you're right. I never put dates on predictions. I think it's a fool's errand.
It is.
But this is the time that would be optimal to strike, the holiday season. It's when America's most vulnerable. We're in the malls. You know, we're traveling. I mean, airports are full. All the convenient targets are filled to the brim.
The highways are filled to the brim. Everything is ready. That's why, again, you know, when you're traveling, when you're out this holiday season, if you can avoid peak times, avoid them. You know, don't go to the mall on Friday at 9 o'clock or 7 o'clock. You know, go on Wednesday at 2. Avoid those times. Something is coming. And again, on the other side of the coin, Dave, we still have Korea. We still have Iran. We still have these conflicts that could erupt overnight. And then what did Rahm Emanuel say? Never let a good crisis go to waste. That's what we're looking at. Seeing that type of event, they would take it and orchestrate it to bury what is happening right now in America. You know, Dave, think of that statistic that federal law enforcement person told me, how deep pedophilia is in this country, how deeply these people have corrupted the morality of this country. Think of that just for one moment. And it cannot go on. And it will not go on. Anyhow, I'm almost at a loss for words when I think about it, Dave. I mean, I hate to say that. I'm a person who's never at loss for words. But when I think about what I see going on in my country today, it almost makes it at a loss for words to think that you would see something like this happen in our country, that when we grew up, it was the light on a hill, the shining city, and to see how it has been corrupted to the point that it's been done, to where we have become the laughingstock of the world. The world hates us, and everywhere we go, where the Clintons have brought influence, disease, destruction. Look what they did in Libya. Look what they did there. The destruction that 40,000 people, innocent people died. You know, they have brought death and destruction wherever they've gone, and they're bringing it to this country. I just can't say it strong enough. Get ready for it, Dave. Get ready for it.
How do you get ready for it, Bob? Give my listening audience three things they can do that you can help them with.
Well, again, I mean it. I know my competitors in this market. If you call them up, and not to blow my own whistle, but I had a lot of experience. If you call them up and talk to them, they're going to set up on a commission basis where they're going to charge you by the hour. And sometimes I know it's $100 to $200 an hour. I'm willing to talk with people for no cost, and they don't have to buy something. if they want to have questions about how to get ready, the thing, like I mentioned about protective masks, I'm willing to sit there and work through those with your family of things that you can do. But, you know, Dave, you have the new mama. What can I say? I've seen a mother offer me her child in Pakistan, in Karachi. She offered me her child for $100. Because she would take that $100 and it would go a long way in her family. People do not realize what they'll do with the food. These truckers go on strike like they're talking, and all of a sudden America doesn't get the food deliveries that we get. The system could break down very quickly. I remember Matt Bracken. It's not just a matter of if the power goes off, the truck stop. It's the damage that's done to the system because people lose it and they go in and they start destroying things. And so it is, you just don't restock the shelves. The shelves have been destroyed. You have to rebuild the store. That could happen very quickly. So one, the food, obviously, you know, you have to have the clean drinking water. The Big Berkey water filtration system, I think, is second to none. You know, and then again, communication and being able to protect yourself. Those are the things I would tell people they have to get ready. The deep state is using ham radio. I mean, if that doesn't tell you everything you need to know why you should be doing it, then you can't say much more. It's why you need to get it today. You need to learn how to use it today. You know, you're not going to buy these radios and all of a sudden a disaster is going to happen. You're going to pull them out of the box and then turn them on and use them. It doesn't work that way. The radios are fairly complicated. You can learn them, but they're fairly complicated, and you have to learn the procedures, plus you have to get a license to use them legally. And so if you wait to use them till after a crisis, you're not going to figure it out. And the only way to use them now to figure it out is to get your license. So, you know, get your ham radio license. People have questions on how to get it. I'd be glad to talk to them about it, how to get your ham radio license. It's not a hard thing to do. But so you asked me three things. Those are the three. I would also tell people to get that list and write those 15 things down that you absolutely have to have every single day. Take five out of them. Say five of them were disrupted. How would that affect your family? And it all of a sudden it starts to become very real how minor disruptions can all of a sudden have dramatic effect on your family. The power goes out. You know, what happens when the power goes out and you don't have the ability to keep your food fresh and cold?
Yeah,
do you have the new manna food? Can it store for a long period of time without refrigeration?
There's validation for that belief, Bob, because
absolutely.
Paul Martin and I received pictures. We published them, and now Paul's made contact with a guy who actually reached out to us covertly. And outside Rawlins, Wyoming, we published pictures of UN trucks bolted down with towers that the experts tell Paul and I these are designed to withstand an EMP attack and maintain a localized cell phone traffic for specified operators. And that's out there outside Rawlins with UN trucks. The occupation has already started.
It started a long time ago. It's just becoming more evident. It's getting harder to hide it. But again, the food goes out. People will do anything to get that food. So you mentioned that the food is absolutely critical. And like I said, I think the communication and night vision is top of the list because, again, if you can't protect it, it isn't yours. Somebody's going to take it from you. They will take it from you. Absolutely. People will be going door-to-door looking for things, and unless you can defend yourself, what you have will be somebody else's. When you get desperate, I could tell you stories, Dave, that would curl your toes that I saw in certain countries of what people do. Probably shouldn't say those things, but it's unbelievable. It's things you wish you could unsee, but when people get desperate, there's nothing they won't do. I was on a flight one time talking to a person who'd been in the Bosnian conflict. He was a man, and I was on a long flight coming out of Europe somewhere, and I talked to him for a while, and basically he said all men became beasts. All men, everybody was just horrible. Everybody did whatever they had to do. Even the good, they turned into brute beast just to survive. I mean, he's sitting there now after the conflict. I was just talking to him, but he could just see it in his eyes what they had to do to survive. it wasn't very pleasant for him. And what he told me, it was very, very unpleasant. But
Bob, we got just a couple of minutes left here, and I'm sure you've piqued a lot of interest. There's holes in everybody's preparation. There's holes in mine, and I'm working on closing them. What people identify their needs, and they call you with some basics. I mean, I can help them with the food, but listen, I'm not Bob Griswolder, ready-made resources. So give people some incentive. Why should they contact you tomorrow?
Well, just to talk. I mean, there's a lot to learn in conversation. You don't think you need it, I'll talk to you, and maybe we can find out why you do need it. Just read history of what happens when deprivation hits a society, any history, from all the way back to the Bible where it talked about they ate their children, they ate their afterbirth, they were so hungry. That's gross. And people might gross people out, but it's in the Bible. People did that. They were so hungry, they ate their afterbirth. That's what people will do when they get hungry. I've not seen somebody do that, but I've seen somebody do pretty unbelievable things to feed their family. If that's not motivating enough, I don't know what would be. It's coming to America. I have no doubt, Dave, this is coming to our country. We are at a moment of civil war in this country. It is getting ready to break loose. And when that war breaks loose, the supply chain that we have developed in this country, which is extremely complex, will break down to some extent or another in every section of America. Some places it'll be worse. Some places it's going to turn into absolute bedlam. I mean, right now there's places that trucks don't even like to go in this country because of the violence. When you have a major disruption and the trucks stop going to a lot of places in America, you're going to see very quickly. But then it'll be too late. You won't be able to do it. But again, somebody has a hole in their prep and they want to call me, I'll be glad to talk with them. One of the things I will mention tonight, we have our night vision on sale, PBS 14. And not only is it on sale, but we're also including a ham radio with it if you buy it. It's product 000499. You can go to the search engine, type it in, but it's on sale for $100 off. Plus, we're giving away a free ham radio with it. So I don't know what I can do more than that.
No, and you're doing, listen. You're given every incentive for people to say, I have no excuse, but to start to get ready. Now, I know there's some people that are just poor beyond belief, and I'm sorry. Perhaps God will shine his mercy upon you, and you'll find ways to do it. But to people who have any means at all, you've done it. Bob, we're out of time, my friend. We're right up against it. Thank you so much for joining us. We've been joined by Bob Griswold of ReadyMadeResources.com. Give him a call tomorrow. You can get the number right off the website, the URL. ReadyMadeResources.com. Bob, thanks so much. And everybody else, we are out of time, my friends. We will be back here next week. And I'll tell you, have a happy holiday. Enjoy the time we have because I think we're in for a wild ride. God bless everybody. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.